So God created man in His own image, and in the image of God created He him. Male and female created He, God, them. He made you, whether you be a woman or a man, He made you in His image. He made you a special being, and He puts you on this earth. Then He says that, and then God blessed them. You can't get a higher blessing than when God blesses you Himself. When the Lord blesses you, but this is what He's all about. God, the first thing He did when He created man, He blessed him. When Jesus was here on the earth, God, whenever He got ready, when He first came to the earth, He blessed man. When He got ready to leave, the last thing He did was speak a blessing over His people. I mean, so God's been in the blessing business a long time. And God blessed him, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth. Now, of course, that was a little something that when I first read that the first time, I thought, wow, replenish the earth. I thought, now, wait a minute. I thought this was the first man and woman that ever came here. I said, now, Lord, this, you must have made it. Somebody made a misprint here. Multiply and populate the earth. And so, I mean, I didn't understand that then. But over the years, I never forgot that little word, replenish. I looked it up, and it means exactly what it says. And so, as I studied the word years later, especially as I was studying the major prophets, I learned there was a generation before Adam and Eve on the earth, and how the earth is much older than we think. But, you know, who knows how long it has really been here. We just know that this creation since Adam and Eve has only been here for 6,000 years. But there was a race of people, and, of course, God got upset with them. And we won't go to those scriptures today because I'm not teaching on those. But there's a set of scriptures there that says that God got upset with people. He turned the world upside down and slung off all of the inhabitants. That ain't happened in the last 6,000 years. How would you like to be on it if He takes away His gravity and you're slinging around and you go flying out into space? You ain't going to live long. See, God don't have to worry about how He wants to get rid of you. He don't have to send the flood. He can just turn the world upside down and sling you off. If He turns off gravity, bam, you're history. As you go out into space, it's over. But anyway, He says there with Adam and Eve, He told them to replenish the earth. So obviously the earth had been plenished at one time, or He wouldn't have said replenish. So it's obvious there had been a creation here before Adam and Eve. And so He says replenish the earth. And then He says, and subdue it. Subdue it. It's yours. I've given you dominion and power and authority over this. And over all the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. Everything is given to you, 29 and 30. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for food or for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth on the earth, there is life. I have given every green herb for food for them. So he's given food to the animals, the insects, and He's given food to us. And He's given all this to us. And in the last verse, 31, and God saw everything that He had made, and behold, it was very good, and the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Now, in that sixth day, God made the animals and the insects, and He made you and me, and He gave us complete dominion and complete power and authority over the earth. Now, I hardly know anybody that believes that. I mean, that's just like whenever, when I got a hold of this, if I have dominion and power over everything, then I have, after what I learned in the New Testament, what Jesus gave me examples of, I learned that I have dominion, if I have dominion over the earth, the soil, then I have dominion over this body because it's dirt. This body's dirt. It's made out of the earth. This body has to obey me, the spirit man. That's how when I could walk up to Charlie's room down there in Gatesville here a while back, this older man called me, and he had been in the hospital. He had, I forgot what it was. Pneumonia. Yeah, that's right. Thank you, honey. He came down with pneumonia, and he's 10 years older than me, and he's trying his best to walk in faith, but he got a late start. He had been in a church that didn't teach the power of God's Word most of his life. So when he got a hold of the teachings that I'm teaching, he called me one day and said, he'd driven from Gates, 3-hour drive up here to Dallas to my church several times. And then he called one day and said, Thurman, would you come down to Gatesville and pray for me? I am in the hospital. Well, now, how many preachers you know that live 3.5 hours away, jump in a car and run down to Gatesville and pray for a guy? Not very many. But I did. I mean, I jumped in my car. I drove to Gatesville 3.5 hours, and I walked in the hospital room, and Charlie's sitting up on a bed. They just moved him out of ICU. I walked in, and, oh, he said, Thurman, praise God, am I glad you're here. I need you to pray for me. He had faith that whenever I spoke the Word of God, it would happen. But he didn't have that faith in himself. And that's where most everybody is that I know today. They do not believe that God's going to answer their prayer when they cry to Him. They turn around and say, well, I hope He's listening. There ain't no faith in that. No faith whatsoever. And God doesn't honor it because you don't believe it. I walked into that room, and there's Charlie sitting there on the bed. I walked up there, and I'm just talking small talk to him. And a nurse walks in, and she starts to wrap this thing around his arm. Said, Charlie, I'm going to check your blood pressure. She checked his blood pressure, and the lower number was out of the limits. I mean, like 135 or whatever it was, way up there. She said, wow, your blood pressure is way high. I said, I guess I'm going to have to give you some blood pressure medication. I said, ma'am, are you a Christian? Well, yeah. Do you go to church? Yes. I said, you ever seen God do a miracle? Are you kidding me? No. Have you ever seen Him do a miracle? Of course not. I said, what a shame. I said, how would you like to see the King, Jesus, do a miracle right in front of your eyes? She said, what are you talking about? I said, blood pressure. What's it supposed to be? She said, 120 over 70. About 120 over 70 would be wonderful. I reached up and put my hand on Charlie's heart. I said, in the name of Jesus, I command your heart to produce about 120 over 70. In the name of Jesus. I said, it's done. I said, check it again. It'll be about 120 over 70. She looked at me and laughed. I said, you think I'm crazy? I said, no, ma'am. You look normal to me. But I said, his blood pressure is about 120 over 70. She said, forget it. I'm going. Charlie said, ma'am, please, please, will you check my blood pressure? She said, Charlie, I just checked your blood pressure, and it was off the limit. I'm going to go get you some medication to give you. He said, please, ma'am, will you just check it one more time? Well, okay, she said, it ain't going to change. But she rolled the thing back around. He pumped it up, and it stopped 120 over 72. And tears just poured out of her eyes. And she turned and looked at me, and I said, don't say you haven't ever seen God do a miracle now, young lady. I said, she said, how do you do that? I said, by faith in the name of Jesus Christ, the King of kings and Lord of lords. I said, ma'am, I have been given dominion over this flesh on the earth in the name of Jesus. Did God just tell me that in His Word?
Amen.
Did He just tell us He'd give us all power and all dominion on the earth as His children?
Amen.
Why do we live where we live? You know, that's just like me as an engineer. The guys that worked around me never understood me. We could walk into a freezer, zero, 5, 10 below zero, and I walk in there, maybe a short sleeve or a shirt sleeve, and I'm in there, and they said, Thurman, get a big parka. I said, no, I'm okay. I said, I can handle this for a little while. I can't handle it for all day. But I said, I can handle being in a 0 to 10 below for quite a while. We go in there, we work, and I don't get cold. We work in there maybe 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes. And how? Aren't you freezing to death? I got a parka on with a hood on, and I'm freezing to death, and you're not even shaking. I said, I have dominion over this beast. We walk out there, and one of the guys come by and get me and says, Thurman, I got a problem down in the boiler room. Will you come down here and help me fix one? Show me what's wrong with one of these boilers? We go in there, it's 120 degrees in the boiler room. The minute we walk in there, he takes everything off but a T-shirt, and in 5 minutes, sweat's dripping all over him. And he looks at me, and 10, 15, 20 minutes later, he says, you ain't sweating. I said, no, I have dominion over my flesh. Almost nobody believes that. I have lived there. I have done it. I know that this book is true. It means what it says. But almost no Christian believes this. Now, either this book is the truth or it's a lie. Is that right? And how many of us believe this book is the truth? Okay, if you believe it's the truth, then you've got to get a hold of this. This is yours. This is where God wants you to walk. Now I want to take you to Psalms chapter 8, verses 1 through 9 in the NLT. Psalms 8, 1 through 9 in the NLT. And I want you to see some things that he said in there in Psalms 8, 1 through 9. Psalms chapter 8, verses 1 through 9 in the NLT. Here we're in the King James. We'll wait just a minute. He'll get it there in just a second. Psalms 1. We're getting there. No problem. Okay, here we go. O Lord, our Lord, the majesty of your name fills the earth. Your glory is higher than the heavens. You have taught children and nursing infants to give you praise. They silence your enemies who were seeking revenge. Isn't that something that he can do that? Verse 3 and 4. When I look at the night sky. Anybody ever went out and looked at the night sky? When I look at the night sky and see the works of your fingers, the moon and the stars you have set in place, what are us mere mortals that you should think of us, mere humans that you should care for us? Isn't that something? I mean, when you look at the cosmos, you got to think, who made that thing? The same God that made you and me. Is that right? Let's see what verse 5 and 6 says. For you made us a little lower than God. Whose image did he make us in? We're just a little tiny bit below him. You know that? He made us a little lower than himself. That's why he can call you gods. Somebody said, wait a minute, you're going to say I'm a god? A little god. Not a big one, but a little one. Yeah. He made you a god. And I'll show you that in the Word. It's in there two different places. In fact, I had a young man call me one time from Waco. He said, Thurman, I'm here with a friend of mine, and he was just listening to Kenneth Copeland. And he said, Kenneth Copeland said, we're gods. He said, he turned him off right there, said, I don't believe that guy. That guy's out there in left field. And he come fussing to this friend, and his friend says, he said, what do you think about that? We're gods. He said, well, I don't have a clue, but I got a man in Dallas I know that studies the Bible. I'm going to call him and see what he says.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.